Greetings to everyone who have come to worship this morning. I also from welcome to Pastor Mirv Maltzik from Highspeed Church, Pastor Church. We also like to welcome those worshiping from home through live stream. Last week, we commemorate the resurrection of Christ. There is no religion in the world has had a concern to the resurrection of its leader, but only Christianity can commemorate the resurrection of Christ. We are thankful because the resurrection of Christ has an impact on our life. I have read a story of a young man named Petronai Rototavaga, 20 years old, is a citizen of 50. And one day he went to Suda, the capital of Fiji, to attend his own funeral. The reason is that he had heard the news that, he has been dead, and there was a funeral for the person named exactly his name. So he came there to attend his own funeral. When he came, he knew that there are four travelers who went onto a commercial vehicle, a boat from Fiji to Seattle. And on April 3rd, 1994, and one of the travelers said that his name is Petro Rototavaga, the name of this young person. When they discovered this identity that was stolen, they put them in jail in the same boat. And the boat was still on shore, and four of them tried to escape, and then jump off into the boat, into the water to swim away. But four of them were drowned because the water was so cold. And so the person with that name was given back to Fiji for the funeral. When this person, Petro, came to confirm that he is the one with that same name, so the police there apologized for the mistaken identity. Maybe that story is a very impossible story, but this morning I want to send you one thing very impossible too. Whoever born once will die twice, and whoever born twice will die only once. Maybe this is very difficult to understand. But whoever born once, that means who would just be born by the parents physically, that person will die twice. First, a physical death, and second death, death before the judgment of God. But whoever is born twice, that means physical born by the parents, physically born, and then born again with the Lord. That person only die once. Die physically, but that eternal life is with that person. This is very important with your faith and my faith, based on the resurrection of Christ. So, the title is The Kingdom of God, based on the scripture we have just read. Nicodemus has came to Jesus, and the key verse in Luke chapter 17, verse 21 says, nor will people say, here it is, or there it is, because the kingdom of God is in your midst. Let's pray for guidance to study 3 points this morning. The first point is what it takes to see the kingdom of God. Second, what it takes to come into the kingdom of God. And the third point is the person to inherit the kingdom of God. Let's pray. Dear our Father, we desire your hearing your word, that the Holy Spirit will lead each one of our lives, to be filled with us, to possess our life, to be an instrument in your hand, so that you can express your eternal life in each of us. We are thankful for Jesus who has been resurrected, so that we have hope. Now, this hope in Christ will never be lost. May you keep our life among this world while Satan can attack our life by the busyness of this life, by the worry, by the sickness, by the struggle of life, so that it can make us worry the more. May this morning we can confirm with you that the kingdom of the Lord is in our midst. May you teach us your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I like to think about the first point, that is that what does it take to see the kingdom of God? In chapter 3, there is a Nicodemus of the Pharisee. At night, Jesus came to Jesus. Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him. Jesus replied, very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. How can someone be born when they are old? Nicodemus asked. Surely they cannot enter the second time into their mother's womb to be born. Jesus answered. Jesus is talking to Nicodemus. See the kingdom of God. What does that mean? To see the kingdom of God must understand the kingdom of God. Among you, you have a seed. You see the piano? Yeah, I can see the piano. I have seen the piano. But if asked, how can you describe the piano? How do you describe it? Oh, it has the keys. The keyboard has all the two. The keyboard and piano are different. When we talk about piano, we have to understand how it is built. And then there are some mallets. That the mallet can make sound if it's put to the string. And all the string has different strings, has different tension that cause the vibration to make sound. So when we talk about the piano, we understand the structure of piano. When we talk about kingdom of God, we know the understanding how the kingdom of God is structured. If we want to understand the kingdom of the Lord, how it is built, to see the kingdom of God must have a condition that must be born again. If a person not born again from heaven, that person could not see the kingdom of God. Do not hope that we can see the Lord at the church. Do not hope to see the Lord in the religious activities that we have. A person must be born again from above. That person could see the kingdom of God. A teacher of the people of Israel is Nicodemus. He has a very important ruling council. He's a Pharisee. And at night, he went to see Jesus. Many people explain, maybe in the morning he's afraid others, of other Pharisees to condemn him, to talk to Jesus. We don't know about that. Could be right, could be wrong. But maybe during that night is a time they have the rest time to talk more. In the morning, everybody's busy. Nicodemus came to Jesus, and Jesus wasn't there at home in the morning. So he chose the time when he talked more with Jesus, with what he has been received. And he came to present his understanding about the Lord. Nicodemus present his understanding, and his few could receive. Rabbi, I know that you are a teacher from heaven. He recognized that Jesus is someone God sent, other than the sign also. If not by the Lord God, nobody can do those signs and miracles. His understanding, Nicodemus' understanding, is a wonderful understanding, but that understanding cannot save him. Though he is a teacher of the law, to others, though he has an understanding more, but his understanding of eagerness could not save him. Jesus said, a wonderful, very, very truly, I tell you. That means this is something certain. And this is this. No one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. Dear congregation, in our modern time, they based on science to show the existence of this world, to understand. They want to use philosophy to explain the origin of the universe, to use theology to have a relationship between all those who are but all those explanation is useless. In our world, they use philosophy to explain how life exists. They use science to explain the need of life on this earth by the way to inherit life. They use religion to talk about the future of a life. But all of that, that's nothing can save us because the human could not answer the question, where do I come from? What is the purpose of my being here? And my life will go somewhere. When Jesus told Nicodemus, truly, truly, I tell you, if a person not born again, that person cannot see the kingdom. To be born again. When we talk about to born again, means once more we are born. That means that before we have been born already, before we have been born, we have been born by the Lord. Now we must be reborn by the Lord. That is born again from above. You and I have been given birth from the beginning. From where? From the creation of God. God has created this world by the unsurpassed power. He is the Father of the universe, the King of the descendant of the human race. But there is one thing that it happened, that it caused the relationship of the Lord with humans to be broken. From there, the human has been far away from the Lord. Human has died before the Lord. But, and that scripture said, sin has separated us from God. And because of sin that caused death, we have to be born again from above. And that person could hope to see the kingdom of God. So when we see the kingdom of God, what does that mean? When God created Adam and Eve, the difference between the creation of Adam and Eve with the rest of the creation is where? Is into the breathing in by the Lord. If the Lord did not breathe into Adam and Eve, then there is no relationship with the Lord. There is no everlasting life. The human does not have life of the Lord in there. It's just like the rest of creation. But that human could not be created in the image of God. The human can dominate this world? No. Who has the authority to give it to the man? God gave us the authority to dominate this world. Without God, we human Adam, we could not come into the Eden to enjoy everything that's in the garden. No. There is no relationship with the Lord if the Lord does not breathe into his creation. We are created. He gave life into us that we have a relationship and we are under his authority and we've been created to want to oversee the earth and his creation. However, there is something that just happened. Adam and Eve had listened to Adam, to listen to Satan, and then he lost that relationship. Adam is someone who lost his country. the kingdom because he lost the relationship with the Lord. He lost his glorious relationship, lost all his blessing from the Lord. Is Adam is someone who is a traveler in this world? Yes. Because Adam is now a traveler, a nomad, that the rest become a nomad on this world. Now, the Lord said, the condition for the one someone to see the kingdom of God, the condition to restore that relationship, the condition to be restored again, to be the one received everlasting with the Lord, that person must be born by the Lord, by God, the condition. It's a story. He has an attitude of easily get angry. He called that because other people caused him to be angry. So he decided, I will be a hermit. He chose into a forest. He lived there and built a house, lived away from the crowd so that he would not be angry again. One day, he ran out of water. So he took the empty vessel and come out on the way. And then he tripped. And he spilled the water out. Then he went back to the stream, carried the empty the bottle of water. It's so heavy, and near home, and then he slipped and fall. And then he got angry. He kicked the vessel, and then the vessel got deformed. When he looked at the deformed vessel, he said, oh, nobody around me, but I'm still angry like this. So angry is not because of other people, it is because of me. He returned to the regular life. Someone talk about Jesus. Jesus must change your life. He came to Jesus and received the Lord Jesus Christ. When he believed in Jesus, and suddenly he became new, he became very calm, he became very content and without any effort. Why? Because there is a new life by Christ inside of him. This person could see the kingdom of God when this person get restored the relationship with the Lord. So Nicodemus heard about what Jesus told him. He asked one person, an old person, how can that be born again? Jesus said that Nicodemus could not comprehend the teacher of the law, the one in the ruling council, the one who understood about the Mosaic law and the law, could not understand what Jesus was saying. How could an old person be born again who returned to the womb of the mother? Nicodemus put forth here is something impossible. A person went back to the mother's womb to be born again. He thought about what Jesus said. To be born again must go back to the womb of the mother. But okay, that is not what Jesus meant. Jesus wants to talk about the born again by God, by the Lord, not by the parents. If a person does not understand that God's creation, we could not understand the what means by the word born again. If we do not understand the authority, the creation who created us in the first place, we could not understand the value of the word born again. So, the creation by the person and the rest of creation, he created this world from nothingness, and now he brings into existence everything. Isn't that wonderful? The born again that Jesus will have to make in each one of us is also a wonderful thing, because we could not understand with our own mind. So, knowledge of human mind cannot explain. But that is true in Christ. So may the Lord give you and me remember the condition that Jesus is talking to us. Without born again, we could not see the kingdom of God. The second point is that the condition to come into the kingdom of God. Before, Jesus only explained, understand the kingdom of God. You can see, how could a person say now, Jesus wants Nicodemus to understand how that person to come into the kingdom of God. See, it's not there yet. To come, then truly receive the blessing. Nicodemus show that Rabbi, how would an old person go back to the womb? This Nicodemus told the limitation of his knowledge of human before Jesus is talking about the human knowledge that the parents give us birth. So we have to return to the womb of the mother to be born again. That is something that makes sense to Nicodemus, but it's impossible. How could anybody went back into the world? But if Nicodemus is true here, that it is possible to go back to the womb, and that person then will be born physically, what that person become? It's just a different person. Maybe a different face, maybe a different life, or have different knowledge, maybe different gender. Everything may be just different, but there is nothing will change, something that will not change. That is sinner before the Lord, before God. That will not change. Maybe it could possible to be went back, to go back to the womb to born. We are still sinner. We still are sinner if born by our parents. Religion in this world is the effort for that we make ourselves to become new by our own effort. But they don't know that all these effort of this the flesh will only be the flesh. Only the Holy Spirit can cause life. When God created the world, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. That everything that we can see, that created by the Lord God. Which one God created, that the Holy Spirit must exercise on the dark to do what? If the Holy Spirit does not exercise His power, then God would say the earth must grow out the plants. Without the power of Spirit, nothing will happen. The Holy Spirit must exercise on His power, on this power, that the earth will have trees and plants, and then the water must bear the life of the water with the fish. And all of it is the Holy Spirit power must exercise in His creation. And so we are born by the parents who are born, and that is still a dead sinners before the Lord. That person must be born again. And if the Lord gives be born, that the Holy Spirit must be in that person. And then that person can receive eternal life. And Jesus said one thing. In verse 5, very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and spirit. And we are born by the condition, and the condition for the second birth, that is the water and Holy Spirit. In this image of water and spirit, when water is mentioned, that must be washed clean. After committing the fall, Adam will give birth to sinners. What can cleanse the sin from the human race? The good works, the nicety of our attitude, religion? None of that could resolve the sinful condition that has been there. There's only one thing that can give to cleanse our sin. That is the salvation plan that God gave Christ into the world to die for us on the cross. The blood of Christ on the cross is the way to cleanse our sin and the death of Christ. And this is the condemnation of the Lord to this world on the shoulder of Christ. When we talk about water, that is the cleansing of sin that we can only cleanse by the blood of Christ. And so, the sinful nature that separates us from the Lord, that sinful nature in darkness, they find a way to save themselves without any result. Their effort is useless. God said, you must be born of water, in other words, must be cleansed by the blood of Christ for the forgiveness of sin. The second is by the Holy Spirit to be in the heart of the believers. You and I, when we put faith in Christ, we have the promise of the Lord that the Holy Spirit will be given to each one of us to lead our life. If a person not rely on the Holy Spirit to change blood, and that person could not experience the kingdom of God. When we were created on this earth, and God must breathe into Adam and Eve, and Adam was one who had to be the ability to have a relationship and have everlasting with the Lord. Without the breathing of God, that person only like any other animals after a few temporary years and die, and then no more. And because we have life in us that we are has some of value to the Lord, the soul of the person is forever, never dies in each one of us. Maybe our physical life, because of sin, must die once, but our soul will never die. So when soul will be given the new body, and the soul will live, will be with God, or will be apart from God, will be forever in the presence of God, or will be forever apart. That's the choice that we make, that the Holy Spirit is someone that caused us to have reborn, to restore that relationship with the Lord. There is a woman in Hong Kong come to send a package. And from the she had to fill out the form to the receiver and give the form back to the mail person. And the mail person said, please let me know what is the value of this package that you're sending. How much is it so that in the case that we lose this package, we can give you back the value of this package? And so she cried, dear Mr. Officer, I could not put a value on this package because this is the ash of my husband. How could we put value on that? Though it's just ash of a dead body, it has no value to anyone. But all that memories that related to her husband that she loves so much is inside of her. It is something that she could not put a price on, but it is priceless with the heart of this woman. So when a person becomes that with the Holy Spirit enter into life to give life, that is something you and I could not understand by our own words. We can explain a little bit, but not completely by our words until we have the result of that change to express through our life that could express whether we have the Holy Spirit in us or not. So God said, if we are not forgiven of our sin by the cleansing of the water, and that person does not have the Holy Spirit inside, that person cannot come into the kingdom of God. Do you see the key point here? they could only participate in religious activity here. We don't have the Holy Spirit to confirm that we belong to the Lord. We will not come into the kingdom of God. When we receive God by the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit must be in the life of that person to change their life. We could not explain this, but we can explain it by the way we live. When we talk about life, that you and I, if we cannot touch, but we can receive that the life of Christ in us. We come into the spring now. We can see the tree. Excuse me. You can see the tree. Is this tree alive or dead? Wait until to sprout the flowers, the leaves that we see live in that tree. Otherwise, it's like a dead tree. We see the result, then we know the essence of that person. So whoever can be experience a changed life of Christ, the relationship broken before with the Lord is now restored. All the blessing that they have lost before now can also be restored. The salvation that that person can be forever with in the kingdom of God now can become a reality. The key verse says, nor will people say, here it is or there it is, because the kingdom of God is in your midst. She said, among your midst means that the kingdom of God is inside each of us. And so each one of us can determine that, are we in the kingdom of God or not? When our life has changed, that God can implement in our life. The third point here is, those who enter into the kingdom of God. Who will be those who enter into the kingdom of God? And verse 7, Jesus told Nicodemus, do not be surprised when he told him, you must be born again. Nicodemus has been, is in the ruling class. He has a position, important position in society. He's also rich because when Jesus died, he took 100 pounds of myrrh to put to the body of Christ when Jesus died. He has money, he has knowledge, he has some understanding to talk to Jesus. I know who you are, Jesus, Nicodemus said, but all that has no value with Jesus. Jesus said, do not be surprised when I tell you, you need to be born again. Jesus said, do not be surprised, because Jesus knew Nicodemus would be very surprised. This person has not enough understanding to enter the kingdom, let alone others. Do not be surprised when I'm telling you, you must be born again, Jesus said. You must be born again. This is something must happen. That is a requirement. And that, if not done, Nicodemus, though even a teacher of all, still in darkness. You and I, we are thankful for the Lord. Thank you for the Lord because we know about Jesus. Every time we commemorate the Christmas and the resurrection of Christ, but the birth of Jesus has any impact on our life, or it's just some religious holidays with all the songs and decorations or religious activity, and after that, with the same life, just like before, to see entertainment, to enjoy life. If our life has not been born again, where do I come from? What is the purpose of my being here? And where will I go? If we could not answer those questions, then our life has no relationship with Christ. There's a pastor, is very proud of what he has achieved. He was proud of what he has done in the church. He preaches many places. One day he was dreaming. He saw that he went to heaven and was aligned, put in a line to come into the gate of heaven. And an angel sitting there at the gate to examine who can come into heaven and who can be true away. There is an old person carrying a big bag, and there all the money and gold in there. He said, of all on this in the day of heaven, I have created so much money for me. But the angel looked at him, oh, your robe is so dirty, please go away. Money could not save. And then the pastor saw an old man who's carrying full of tools and all these different very expensive tools to do some construction. And on the earth, I am, it worked very hard. And the angel said, your garment is so dirty, please go away. And then an old lady and Carrie, there are many males that the males of thank because they have done many good things to others. So she got the appreciation card. The days on the earth, I have done so many good things for other people. The angel, but your robe is dirty, please go away. And then there's another old lady, and she was reading something, whatever, on the earth. I was a hermit. I keep all the good laws. Oh, sir, your robe is dirty. Another person looked and came with a Bible on the earth. I preach the word of the Lord on the earth. And the Lord, the angel said, your robe is dirty. Please go away. And then before his one sermon, he wore a very bright robe in front of the pastor. And he said, dear angel, I believe in the blood of Christ to forgive my sin and give thanks for the life that he gave me. And the angel said, and opened the gate to let that person in. And this turned the pastor. He woke up. He was about to do something. He woke up. And he thought. He thought about from before, I have been very proud of what I have achieved for this church. Would I be saved with those good works? He learned this can only based on the grace of the Lord only. There is no other way when the Lord said, you must be born again. This is the requirement of the Lord for each one of us that we could not have. You must be born again. I must be born again. That is the standard requirement whoever put faith in the Lord. Many people here to be born in a traditional religion from the parents. We can be at church regularly. We can do many things in the church. Also have deep knowledge of the Bible, but never been born again. This is something we need to re-examine ourselves. Do not say, here it is or there it is. For there, the kingdom of God is in your midst. That means each one of us, we can confirm this in our life. And if we could not determine for us today, we would not see the Lord on the day of the Lord. May the Lord help us to confirm that I have been born again. And now, God is in me. The Holy Spirit is in me. He confirmed that I belong to the Lord. And the life of Christ is inside, through the way we conduct our life. May the Lord bless your faith and mind in Christ. May you come up, rise again to read the key verse to remind us the race of the Lord with that gives to us. No people say, here it is, or there it is, because the kingdom of God is in your midst. Dear our Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you because your salvation has been shown to us through Christ on the cross and through the resurrection of Christ. That's something we could not comprehend. But thanks be to Lord, because this is the way God saved us. You have helped us how we can see the kingdom of God. If we do not rely on water and the Holy Spirit to be born again, we could not come into the kingdom of God. Please help us, Lord. Each one could confirm that we need to be born again. Not by our effort of the flesh, not by the effort of the human or religion, but by the relationship that you have restored in us. Please help each one of us so that we can examine ourselves so that our relatives, friends, spouse, children, our relatives, others that could not have not heard about the gospel, that could be understood about how to become born again and come into the kingdom of God. May you bless each one of us. May your word lead each one of our lives. We thank you, Lord. We lift everyone into your hand so that you can preserve us before the attack of Satan. We lift everything into your hand, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.